This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and Low Country. Of course, that's Hilton Head, South Carolina. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And now over on the Hilton Head Island, the beautiful Hilton Head Island area, it's 92.7 FM. And I got to give a big shout out. We do have a sponsor now. This is all presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. So I'm excited about it, and we're back on air. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. It's sunny out. It's going to get to 70 degrees. It's April 21st, and I'm back in the studio with my sidekick, my co-host, Vitamin M. If you don't know her, Melissa Makos. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I felt bad about last week that we weren't on the air, so it feels good to be broadcasting live via radio, internet, the whole virtual world, etc.
And like I say, you got to love live radio. You got to love it. You don't know what's going to go on. So it's live radio. We have a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, I would have been happier being down here with you guys, even though I was happy seeing my son. Yes, I traveled to Akron, Ohio to see my son, Dominic DeMasi, who's playing for Cleveland Indians minor league team, the Akron Rubber Ducks. The weather was like your friend Markel lives in. It was rainy. It was cloudy. And it snowed. And this is April.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
No, I wasn't a fan. You wouldn't have been a fan. The highest it got when we were there was 38 degrees.
Well, you know what's so crazy is that, you know, I feel like it's unseasonably cold here now. And my reason and my explanation for that is because you know who is here.
Markel.
So. I blame him. He brings the cold weather. And then he leaves, and it's 95 degrees and beach weather. But that's all right.
Hey, you know, when you guys pulled up to give me the key the other day, and Markel got out of the car, and he's all sweaty and hot and bothered because you just did some kind of workout, CrossFit workout.
Yeah.
And he's swatting the gnats. He's swatting the gnats. Like I told Mr. Kel, I'd rather swat the gnats than shovel snow. So I'll take it down here anytime.
Yeah, you know what's so crazy, though, is, you know, one of my favorite things to do is to sit outside and play fetch with my dogs. And I can't do it certain times of the year because of the gnats. And so I'm out there playing fetch, and we're talking to the neighbors over the fence and everything. And he comes out, and I'm like, I got to go inside. They're eating me alive. He's like, I feel nothing. I mean, I see them. I'm swatting them, but they're not biting me. So when we went to your house, I was kind of laughing a little bit.
There's two things, okay, that I'm going to teach you right here. Now, I know I'm old enough to be your dad, okay? But one is, okay, 10-minute fetch time, because I do the same thing with my dog. We got a 10-minute fetch time because the sand gnats are going to kill me. Mm-hmm. I give them 10 minutes. 10 minutes, we're back in house. Next is I also learned how to battle it from coaching football for such a long time down here.
Oh, yeah.
Long sleeve light T-shirt and light wind pants, and you got it beat. And, of course, a hat.
And bug spray.
No bug spray. You don't need the bug spray. Light T-shirt, long sleeve light T-shirt, and wind pants. You got it made. You don't have to deal with gnats. And I mean, I've coached in some really natty area. The Marsh, St. Andrews, that St. Andrews sits on.
Listen, when I was working in Tallahassee, I covered Bainbridge. They were called the Bearcats. No, I renamed them the Bear Nets. It didn't matter, you know, what year, what time of year it was. Oh, it was awful.
So.
The Nats. I'm not a fan of those at all. Actually, when I covered the Heritage also a couple years ago, the No-see-ums.
The No-see-ums.
And they bite and they sting and it's awful.
Well, we have them in the north, but they don't bite like that, right, Markel?
No.
All right, let's get to the lineup. We got a great show for you. Of course, we're in quarter number one of game number one. We're talking about local news, local scores, and going off a tantrum here, talking about sand gnats, but we'll come back to that. Second quarter, waiting in the wings is Calvary Day School Athletic Director and head soccer coach Chad Griffin. New turf field. The girls won the region title. They upset Savannah Country Day. Great story. And we're going to shift hours or games in the first hour, third quarter, 9:33. We're going to have our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week because the kid has to go play a doubleheader. But he's from Coastal Homeschool. His senior baseball player, Ryan Rockwell, has not lost a high school game as a pitcher yet, so we're going to get into that. He's also signed to go play at Montreat College.
That is a baseball athlete name,
yep.
Ryan Rockwell.
You got it. And then we'll turn to with the coach and Makos, talk about two trending topics in the world of sports, national, local. Game number two, okay, we're going to start off again talking about what's going on around here. Instead of fitness with Makos, okay, we're going to do spring games with the Kel. That's right. Former Boston College football player, standout football player. I don't know why he didn't go to the league, but that's another story. We'll talk to him about that. But he's going to break down what happens during spring training and the spring training that goes on here in Georgia. High school and college is off the charts, so he's going to give us his input on that. So that's Markel Blunt at 10:15. Then we're going to talk about the 9th annual Dustin Delfini Scholarship Golf Tournament with the coordinator, his sister, Donna Lee Delfini. Such a tragic story. April 6th, I can't forget the date, 2010, when my son called me crying his eyes out. Kid gone too short, took a turn. Lady was stopped, didn't see it, tried to swerve, rolled the Jeep, and didn't make it. But they've been doing this now for 9 years. It's the scholarship to help a junior continue at Calvary Day School. I mean, he loved sports. He loved God. Just a great kid and a story to talk about.
Yeah, it definitely is. I remember when that happened, I was working at WTOC, and it's such a sad story. But, you know, again, you use sports to bring awareness and also to raise money and have his name still out there and use it as that scholarship. And what a great honor for some junior at Calvary to receive the Dustin Delfini Scholarship. That's pretty impressive, and I'm glad that they've been doing this golf tournament for 8 years now.
And you're listening to the Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, and we're at the first quarter of our first game, which is 9-10. Let's go to the scoreboard here, okay? Pro baseball, Braves, they're teasing us. They're in second place. They're 11-8. They lost in extra innings again. That's two in the last three games. They lost in extra innings. They lost last night to the Mets, 5-3. Cepeda, who plays for the Mets, had struck out four times before he got the winning hit or the tying hit, and then the Mets won in extra innings. Today, the Mets take on today the Braves take on the Mets again. Julio Teheran against DeGrom, Jacob DeGrom, who's one of the best pitchers in Major League. So it should be a hot one up there in the ATL.
Yes.
I'm excited. I mean, we are your flagship station for the Atlanta Braves. I mean, they're having a good year.
Yeah, you know, I just it boggles my mind. But again, you know, on any given night or any given day, anybody can win. You know, the Mets,
But the Mets are one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball.
I know, but you never
– Great pitching staff.
Yeah, but, you know, they still have
the Mets, the amazing Mets, the bums. Okay, pro football, Atlanta Falcons schedule was released on Thursday night.
They got an easy one to start off.
Yeah, they got an easy one. They take on the Dirty Birds in Philadelphia. We got the Dirty Birds in Atlanta. We got the Dirty Birds in Philadelphia. So the Falcons take on the Eagles September 6th in Philly. So that should be a good one, play against the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, why not? Let's start it off right?
And Mr. Foles just got a contract extension and a $2 million signing bonus for winning the Super Bowl. Why not?
And, you know, hey, he deserves it.
All right, Savannah State, let's go to the local colleges, hosting the MEAC Golf Men's Championship at Crosswinds, right off of 95 over there by Tanger Outlets. Junior Zach Otto of the Savannah State Tigers men's golf team is second after the second day. Today is the last day of the championship day. Otto recorded a 4-par 76 in the second round to record a two-round score of 1-over at 145 to tie Augusta University's Brock Everett. The Savannah State Tigers team is in fourth place. The final round started today at 7:30 in the morning. Ladies?
Oh, yeah, they're hosting the MEAC Golf Women's Showcase at Crosswinds as well. Rochelle Orme and sophomore Monique Vail finished in the top 10 of the MEAC Conference Showcase Friday at the Crosswinds. Orme tied for fifth with two-round score of 14 over par 158. Veal moved up two spots to 10th after a two-round score of 163. The team is currently sitting in third place in that MEAC tournament.
Okay, and let's go here. We had her friend on.
Amanda Steege.
Steege, professional equestrian rider down in Orlando. But SCAD again, fourth time in the last 5 years. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's really impressive. They the elite equestrian team, 41st Annual American National Riding Commission, and they are your champions. They took home the trophy, the championship in Virginia, in Herndon, Virginia, and this is the fourth time in 5 years that the Bees have won the national title.
It's simply amazing. It's impressive, and we got to get out there to watch. I keep on promising my wife. My wife wants to go see this. She loves horses. She loves riding horses, so we got to get out there and do that. Local golf, PGA, Brian Harmon last week, Savannah Christian grad, UGA grad, golfer last week at the RBC Heritage, finished tied for 23rd at 6-under, and the PGA Champions Tour, Gene Sowers last week at the Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf in Missouri. He finished tied. I think he finished tied for sixth. I forgot to write that down, but I'm pretty sure he tied for sixth. So.
Yeah, they're always in the mix. So. That's the important thing.
We got a lot of high school news. We're going to add that in with our next guest because he is waiting in the wings, and that's the AD from Calvary Day School, the girls' head, well, the girls and boys' head soccer coach. He coaches both of them. I don't know how he does it. And that's Chad Griffin. We got a big announcement coming up about Calvary Day School and their new turf. So once again, we'll be right back after the next break. You're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. We'll be right back after this.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And it's all presented to you by the Chatham Orthopedic Associates. And we're glad for Chatham Orthopedic Associates to join up with the Coach and Makos. So it's a lot of fun having a sponsor back, someone that presents us, which is a pretty good deal, I think.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And you were just there.
I was just there, yeah.
For your plantar fasciitis.
That's right, Dr. Prather. Man, yeah, he helped me out a lot.
So,
big deal.
We're talking high school sports in this section, and that's, of course, we're talking about what's going to happen at Calvary Day School, but we got so much news, and Coach Chad Griffin's waiting on the wings here, so let's just go quickly. In high school baseball, the teams that have made the playoffs, South Effingham has made it in 5A. In AAA, Islands High School, Jenkins and Groves, these teams clinched the region championship, so they're automatically in. In 2-6A, Effingham County High School. In AA, Benedictine. And in single A, Savannah Christian. Boys soccer, same thing, a lot going on. These teams made the playoffs in the boys section. In 5A, Effingham County, South Effingham High School. I always do that. South Effingham County High School. There is no such thing. South Effingham High School, they won the region again 2 years in a row. Windsor Forest won their third
Cam Turner
region title. This is back-to-back years they won it on penalty kicks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So Benedictine, once again, 2A champ, and Savannah Country Day boys. Girls side?
Yeah, you got Islands High School, St. Vincent's Country Day, all region champs.
Islands High School upset Arts Academy, who was ranked fourth.
I saw that.
In penalty kicks, 5-4.
That's awesome.
And Calvary Day School knocks off Savannah Country Day, who was ranked like fifth or sixth, which we got to tell Chad, great job.
Yeah.
Okay. Tennis, we got a bunch of teams going in the second round. Let's start with the girls.
We got Savannah Christian Preparatory, St. Vincent, Savannah Arts, South Effingham, and Richmond Hill High School.
On the boys' side, we got Country Day, BC, Arts Academy, Islands, South Effingham, Richmond Hill, and Effingham County High School. And in track,
you've got Islands High School boys, one BC region boys, and the St. Vincent girls.
So we got a lot to talk about high school, and this man loves talking about high school sports, and I don't think he mind waited for us to get that news out. So joining us now on the ESPN Radio, Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, is the man himself. You name it, he does it at Calvary Day School. He's the custodian. He's the groundskeeper. He's the athletic director. He's the soccer coach. You name it, he does it. He's the ticket taker. He'll even wash your uniforms for you. But he's a good friend of mine, great guy, joining us now on the Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, Chad Griffin. Chad, always a pleasure.
Hey, good morning, guys. Coach and
Chad,
Makos,
are you there?
This is my first time with Makos on board, so I'm excited about that.
Once again, congratulations. Big win. I think, you know, people didn't expect you to do this, but great job winning a region championship with those girls.
Yeah, I mean, we returned a lot of girls. And I said this to Dennis Knight the other day. You know, I think Country Day and I, if we played 10 times, we probably split, five apiece. We both got, good teams. We're just starting to play at the right time, during the season. And that's what you want. Our first game, Country Day, we dropped a 3-2 decision. And you came out and got a 2-1 win the other day. So we're very evenly matched team, and I think both of us will do, hopefully make a good run in the state playoffs.
Well, I know you're proud of your boys also. They did a great job. They got to the finals, but Mr. Goodman scored 7 goals on you. You got to be proud of the boys also.
I am. I'm super proud of our guys. We're just now getting where we got soccer kids that are playing. We've always just had athletes that we're trying to make soccer players. But, I started 7 freshmen the other night, and so I'm really excited about that. 7 freshmen, 2 sophomores, and 2 seniors. And so I'm excited about the future of Calvary Soccer and boys and what we're able to do. And, you know, like I told our guys the other night, after there's 10 other teams who would love to have been here playing. Again, the year is to get to the area championships and get to where we could host another state playoff game. And so I'm excited about that. You talk about, you know, groundskeeper. Hey, no more groundskeeping at Calvary Day School on that specialty sports complex, man. We are uber excited about the turf we have in and the cool play and everything is. And you were out there the other day. I mean, that's as nice a facility that there is around. And so we're super excited about that and get a host state playoffs next Thursday.
Hey, Coach, Melissa Makos here. Yeah, I was actually across the street at Chatham Orthopedics, and it's hard not to notice that field and all the hard work that went into it. Surprised that it's not completely purple, but I think that's probably a good thing. Just talk about what this turf is going to do for your school and your athletic department.
Well, you know, anytime you can upgrade a facility, and for us, you know, having one field with, you know, essentially 16 teams participating on it, year-round. This is something that's been in the work for 8 years. I took over as athletic director 10 years ago, and, you know, when they built the high school building, I wasn't AD yet, and I don't know if anyone really had the forethought of what taking a little 60 by 70 piece of grass on that 26-acre campus was going to do to our main field. We quickly found that out, and just the maintenance upkeep, the restocking of it every year. We just knew we had to put a plan in place, and we've been putting a plan in place. But as you know as well as I do, it takes financial ability to do that. We did not want to raise tuition to do any of that stuff. And so it just kind of a perfect storm hit this fall where we had to move some games. We had some parents come through, say, hey, what does this look like? You know, hey, Daphne's got turf, and we can always play on it. I said, guys, this is the price tag. This is what it's going to take to do it. And we started meeting with groups of people, you know, every Wednesday for 8 weeks. We got to a certain point and had a very, you know, grateful benefactor come through with Specialty Sports and say, hey, guys, you know, we will match funds with you guys. And there we go. And off we went, signed the contract with Field Turf. And what, you know, we put in what's called core, which is there's only four other places in the country that has what we have. New England Patriot, Nebraska, Rutgers, and us. And so it's not even in Mercedes-Benz yet because it wasn't ready for them when they were laying it down. So we are, I mean, we have the top-notch facility there is. Also, the VO board, we said, hey, if we're going to do this, we might as well invest in the video board and get that going. So the ability to generate revenue. But what I think I'm more excited about for that field and for the schools is for the community. You know, we're going to host movie night. We're going to have a press conference here first week of May. We're going to host a exhibition with Tormenta in the Charleston Battery. And so we are looking to bring a lot of events on campus that, you know, we'll have the ability to play it. We put in lacrosse lines. We eventually want to start lacrosse. So if there's anybody out there that's a lacrosse coach and you want to come coach Calvary Day School, we'd like to hear from you. Because that's one part of my son's playing lacrosse.
An All-American.
And just trying to find the right coach and right fit to get us going as well. But, yeah, it's going to be a community field. We're excited about having it. We already talked to AP about bringing his camp back to Calvary Day School. And so a lot of exciting things happen at Calvary.
That's awesome. I may know somebody that's a lacrosse coach.
Hello?
Chad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we're just having a little technical difficulty, but we're trying to get through this. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Coach Makos. We're talking to the AD head soccer coach over at Calvary Day School. I know we got to wrap this up before we announce the specialty sports complex ribbon cutting ceremony, but GHSA, Georgia High School State Association, you are the rep. Any news we need to know about?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen here, if you saw the minutes the other day, talking about keeping on the soccer part, there's some changes coming in soccer. They're going to split public and private when it comes to state championships and state playoffs next year. Currently, there's 16 public school teams in Class A. That's really not enough to warrant a, you know, true state champion, especially with the limited amount of guys teams. So they're going to move those teams up to Double A, and they'll compete for state championship in Double A next year, but they'll be with publics only. And, you know, and then, you know, I want to give some credit to Dr. Hines, new executive director. He was at our Georgia Athletic Directors Conference and executive committee meeting.
he and his staff at Georgia High School, they are changing mentality, and they realize that, hey, we're here to serve the schools, not schools serving us. He stood up, handed out his cell phone number, Don Core's cell phone number, Steve Wright's cell phone number, and these guys are very open and honest. They said, call me at any time, you got any question, and people have. And I think the communication between Georgia High School and your schools that they serve is becoming much better and much more fluid, and it doesn't feel like there's as much tension as there used to be. There's still a lot of obstacles to overcome. I know that Dr. Hines talked about moving back to 6 classes, trying to cut down on travel and transportation and time out of school because of travel. So that's going to be an interesting thing coming back up in the near future. I think they'll go back to 2 years of reclassification as well at some point. It just seems to be more fluid that way, especially with the growth of Metro Atlanta. It's just something that is, I don't think other states have to deal with. Yeah, you got North Carolina with Charlotte and Raleigh, but I'm telling you, Metro Atlanta, the growth rate of it is so immense. I think they've realized that a 4-year rotation is going to be very difficult to keep up with that monster up there.
And GHSA News, congratulations being the 3A region athletic director of the year. You work hard, you work your butt off, and I know this athletic turf field that you got over there at the prettiest little stadium here in Savannah, Georgia, at the corner of 63rd and Paulson. You can have a special ribbon cutting April 26th. Give us the lowdown. Who can come see it, and what's going to happen?
Everybody can come out. We've invited pretty much all the dignitaries in Savannah, city councilmen. We'll have our whole school out there. It was set for Monday, but 100% chance of rain, so we went ahead and moved that to Thursday, which will be great because we'll be hosting state playoffs. So it'll be starting at 2:15 during seventh period on campus at Calvary Day School. We'll be out there giving a ceremony. We'll show a time-lapse video from start to finish of the field. So got to watch that the other day, put the music. That was pretty exciting to watch them, one, haul out 375 loads of dirt off that field and then rebuild it back up. And so excited for the community to be out there. Everyone's invited, media, everyone. So come out, check it, walk on it, touch it, feel it, play on it. It plays as close to natural grass as anything there is. And so we welcome everybody to Calvary Day, so come out and play. And if there's an event you'd like to host at Calvary, let us know. We want to be a community supporter, especially for athletics.
Chad, your labor of love for the kids in the community and at Calvary Day School is a prime example of what this field looks like. You've done a great job. I know you're very humble. You don't want to take all the credit, but it's your hard work. I've seen you over the last 5 years. Walk the walk, do the talk, and finally make it happen. Congratulations. It looks great. And once again, good luck in the playoffs, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate what you do. One, recognizing kids for high school sports, man. Keep it going, Carl and Miss Makos. Keep it going.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, Chad, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And we're sorry about the technical difficulty of the feedback, but we had to go through with this. This man loves kids. This man loves Calvary Day School. This has been his dream. You don't know how hard this guy worked. He goes out and tries to sell it. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And I'm telling you, Melissa, you saw it from across the street.
I did, yeah.
I walked on it. You got to get it. It's unbelievable.
Well, when I found out that it was one of the only fields, 4 fields in the country.
New England Patriots.
With this type of turf. Markel and I
brings
mentioned
a little to your heart, New England Patriots,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you gotta have the best to beat the best, right? But, you know, when I found out that they were one of 4 fields?
One of 4 fields in the country.
And he mentioned Rutgers, the Patriots, Nebraska, and
Virginia?
One more. But,
one more, but anyway,
but
those are all college and...
Yeah, those are all colleges and professionals, so that's... That's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. All right, well, next up, we got to go to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. It's an hour earlier because this young man has to go play some baseball, and baseball's been very, very good to this young man. That's a little New York Mets Saturday Night Live skit that his father knows about. His head coach, his baseball coach, Jason Rockwell. We're going to talk to Ryan Rockwell from Coastal Homeschool Baseball Program. This young man has not lost a varsity baseball game on the Hill yet. So we'll be talking to him. You're listening to the Coach of Makos on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. We'll be right back.
to the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
Voices and music playing. He's the voice of ESPN Radio, Savannah, Coastal, well, you name it, Mark Douglas does it. But we're an hour earlier at my favorite part of the show. And I'll tell you, it's my favorite part of the show. Even though coming in here every weekend with Melissa Makos is a lot of fun, this is my favorite part of the show where we bring on the kids and they tell us their stories. They're nominated. And, I mean, what can you say? So you're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Svan Hillen, and we're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young man, Ryan Rockwell, from Coastal Homeschool, was nominated. I mean, just the stats this year, he's 4-0 on the mound, one save, 2.5 ERA in 24 and two-thirds innings pitch. He's got 31 Ks. Now, this is what's special about this, because someone was talking about, and I'm going to, Tyler Hilton from Savannah Christian, he's like 18-0. He's only a sophomore. But this young man is 11-0 on the mound, hasn't lost the game either. In his 11 wins, he's got an ERA of 2.06. He's pitched 71 and one-third innings, 85 strikeouts. That's right, 11-0, 85 strikeouts in 71 innings. Pretty cool, okay? The opponents are batting 201 against him. So now, he's not just a pitcher. He's also a batter. At the plate, he's hitting 365 this season. He has 18 stolen bases. You get that from mom or dad, the speed?
Probably more mom. Honestly, yeah. Dad runs like a pitcher.
Dad runs like a pitcher. I don't think him and Frank Viola would like that. 72 stolen bases for his career. Has played every position except catcher. What's the matter? You don't want to put on the tools of ignorance?
I did until I was about 12, and then I figure it gets a little too hot around August. So.
Yeah, it does. He ranks in the top five in several pitching and hitting categories for this eight-year program. That's the Coastal Homeschool Baseball Program. And, I mean, what can I tell you? His father is the coach. And I can tell you this, his father's not just saying it because of his son. His father knows baseball. He was the chaplain for the Savannah Sand Gnats. He plays in the Adult Baseball League. So, you know, he has a little baseball knowledge. And what he says about Ryan, he's a gamer. He has good baseball smarts and instincts, which you have to have because baseball is 90% mental, 40% physical. Oh, Yogi Berra said that right now. So you never heard that one, did you? So. Right. Well, that's Yogi Berra, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one. So, but he relies on movement and location when he pitches, and he has had some good pitching coaches over the years. And I got to say, Frank Sweet Music Viola, who played for the New York Mets and the Minnesota Twins and won a world championship, and now he's the double-A pitching coach for the Mets. So it's been a joy to watch him as in the game and with his relationship with Jesus. He's a young man of good character and integrity. He's going on to play at Montreat College, which his mom and dad say it's a calling. So once again, our Athlete of the Week, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Ryan Rockwell. So, Ryan, I mean, I was amazed because I hear so much about Savannah Christian, and they're really good. And, Kyle Hilton, he's really good. But I never – 11-0, I mean, unbelievable. You had two wins as a freshman. And just. Do you ever think you'd be undefeated on the mound?
No, definitely not.
I hope I'm not jinxing you today.
Oh, no. That should be all right. It's kind of been like I would call it skill, but honestly, the win stat, that's not always in your favor as far as, you know, being a starter on the mound. Just a lot of stuff comes into play. Got a few close calls that I kind of, you know, we came back later in the game, which, you know, wasn't always, you know, my doing at the plate or anything. But, yeah, just had a good run.
So, all right, let's talk about baseball. I mean, it's in your family blood. Dad loves it. I mean, did you start crawling and throwing the ball, or when did this all start?
Wiffle ball, front yard. As long as I can remember, it's always been there.
Wiffle ball.
Yeah. Probably started playing a little coach pitch around when I was 7. My sister played on that team much better than I was. Yeah, I've been playing since then. So.
It's a great game, and it's a great game that you have to think. You have to be saying, I want the ball hit to me, or I want to hit the ball. And like I said, your stats, unbelievable ERA, 2.55, 31 strikeouts in 24 innings. You're batting 365. Well, what do you like most about the game? Is it hitting? Is it batting? Is it using your mind? What do you like most about baseball?
I was just like throwing, getting out there, you know, throwing hard, trying to hit some spots. Just kind of – I've always been sort of inclined to that side of the game rather than the hitting. Just kind of natural thing, I guess.
Natural thing. Yeah. Well, what do you think is your best baseball skill then? Is it pitching or hitting?
I'd say pitching. I've always kind of been able to get a lot of movement, you know, run on the two-seam, which that's a blessing and a curse, you know, playing positions too because, you know, trying to make a throw from short or left field and it kind of runs on you. I can't really explain why. I've tried to figure it out over the years, but I think it's best not to mess with it at this point, honestly.
Wow. You see my cohorts in here, Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports reporter, now a teacher, but she loves baseball. She loves the Yankees. Well, I know you're a Mets fan, but we got to forgive her, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially Yankees this year, it's hard to hate on them.
Yeah, especially when you got Stanton striking out all the time. But anyway, joining us now on the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week segment, Melissa Makos.
All right, so Ryan, first of all, love your name. It exudes baseball, right?
Yeah.
So as a pitcher, pitching can be so mentally taxing. What do you do to mentally prepare for a game?
Well, we definitely go look over on stats. Like we keep our stats on Max Preps, so any other teams that have their stats there, we can always kind of check them out, you know, see who hits for power, average, who just gets on base, stuff like that. I talk with the catcher a lot, just about sort of different approaches, what worked last game, what should work this game, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, don't really have a lot of advanced scouting at this point, so it's, you know, got to try to make do with what you got. So.
How important is that relationship with your catcher? You know, your record being undefeated and your success, you know, you got to be able to play catch with somebody, and you guys have to be on the same page. So how important is that relationship between you and your catcher?
That's huge. He's been there, you know, playing with me since middle school ball. Austin Cobb really stepped in pretty well, played really well for not having played at all to that point, honestly. So. Yeah, had a senior catcher a sophomore or freshman year, right when I first came in. And then Austin's been with me, you know, probably halfway through that year and ever since. So
what's it like playing for a homeschool team?
It's pretty fun. Just getting able to give us some guys, you know, you wouldn't have to had a chance to see if it weren't for that team. And also playing with some guys who just don't have a team around, you know, schools like Sven Arts and so a couple of guys up from, like, Bluffton area. So, yeah, it's just been fun getting to know some guys and just have some fun with them.
Well, you know, coming into the season, you know, you come in with a great record, great batting average. Any personal goals coming into the season?
Just get better. I mean, everything you can. I wanted to throw harder, you know, work on velocity, location, stuff, all that. Really just trying to drive the ball a little bit more from the plate, too. So,
you're listening to Coach Makos on ESPN Radio, presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week with Ryan Rockwell from Coastal Homeschool. So tell us about your teammates. I know that means a lot to you. You talked about Cobb, the catcher. Tell us about the other guys.
There's some characters on there. We're a pretty young team this year. We had another senior come in from Jenkins, which makes five, I believe. Only got a couple juniors, a lot of underclassmen. There's a guy named Brett who really sticks out when you say a teammate. This kid's been about 6 foot since I've known him, which is forever. You know, another guy, you know, two-way player, pitches, plays short, all that good stuff, hits, I mean, just bombs now. Yeah, I got a lot of fun guys, a lot of joking around, but, you know, we keep it together, you know, try to compete a little bit.
What's your favorite pitch to throw?
I would just love the two-seam. You know, that's my first love, honestly. I picked up a slider when I was, I believe, sophomore year, around 15, which that's been a good pitch for me, you know, especially trying to work some swings and misses when I need them. But, yep, two-seam changeup. I love the run.
How do you protect your arm? Because I know in baseball, protecting that arm is one of the most important things to do. So what is your regimen like pre-game, post-game, you know, a couple days before the game?
Electro-stim, you know, the TENS machine.
Oh, yeah.
I love that stuff, yeah. Just a little ice and stim really works wonders for me, especially because I had a little stint of bicep tendonitis, which really kind of nullified that. What else? Weighted balls, just like resistance training with band work and all that stuff. It's huge. A little thing called a body blade picked up last year, I think. Just great little internal external rotation, all that, yeah. Really stabilizes.
It's your senior game today. You got a doubleheader. Can you reflect a little bit on your career and what does the senior game mean to you and your career that you've had thus far?
It just seems like a great wrap up to just really what's been a long career, like especially for varsity standards. Getting a lot of playtime as an underclassman has just really, really helped me out down the stretch. Be a good send off for all the younger guys. Because they're going to be the big ones coming up in the next couple of years, so hopefully they'll be able to kind of see that transition today.
As somebody that's homeschooled, how important is it to be able to have that time management skill set? Because it's not like you're going from bell to bell or have to show up at, you know, a school or something like that every day, meet the bus. How do you manage that, you know, athletics academics and just being intrinsically motivated to hit the books, even though you're not on a bell schedule like a typical student would be?
Yeah, right. For the past 2 years, I've been dual enrolling at a college that has a campus down the street.
Nice.
From my house. So it's honestly, I don't think the transition from high school to college, you know, especially with baseball involved and everything, it's not actually too big for me right now because I've had to, you know, work practices around, you know, getting homework done and getting to class and all that stuff and hanging with friends. So really, just over the years, I've had like a pretty good simulation of what it's going to be like going to the next level.
All right, I've been dying to ask this question. Tell us about your coach, which happens to be your dad, Jason Rockwell. Jason Rockwell.
he rocks okay. I don't think he rocks very well. he's a very passionate coach. I'll say that about him. It's been fun having him around, you know, also since middle school.
Did you realize you're going to have him around the whole life?
I'm not sure when that clicked, probably right around 8th grade. I'm like, well, he's going to stick around, isn't he? Having your head coach around the house is always good. You know, it has a talking point, talking things to improve on, strategies, all that good stuff. So,
all right, let's get down to this. Give us your most memorable experience playing for the Coastal Homeschool Hurricanes baseball team.
I wish I could say it was a happy one. But the first one that stuck in my head was 8th grade, throwing. It was a championship game against Country Day, and I want to beat that team so bad.
The Savannah Parochial League, go ahead.
Yeah, it was playing out of Bazemore Park. I threw like 4 or 5 innings. He had like 9 errors behind me. I was crushed after that, but that definitely gave me motivation to just, you know, get better, get some strikeout stuff when I need it, and really just push on.
Well, we could tell you as teachers, you learn from your negative experiences. You learn from your failures.
Yes, absolutely. You only fail when you stop trying.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep.
All right, now Montreat College. Why was that your choice to go play at the next level?
Easy answer is that was the offer. Like going out around the showcases, that was one that they got to me. So
you got a teammate up there, don't you?
I do. Yeah, Daniel Collins. Yep. He was one of the seniors that was, you know, big leader when I was coming up freshman year, 8th grade. Him being up there, really just starting to establish a program up there, really nice to have, and just really a nice school, good place, good coaches. So.
And now mom and dad are listening, okay? After the baseball's over, college is over, what do you want to be?
The huge goal, of course, is just making it to the bigs down the stretch. Short term, once you get to college, just really get a look at some teams, hopefully get drafted at some point, and see how it goes.
Well, Ryan, you've had a great high school career. It's not over yet. You got your last day today, senior day today, and then, of course, you go on to play in the playoffs. We wish you the best of luck. But that's why this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for April 21st, Ryan Rockwell from Coastal Homeschool Baseball. Thanks for coming on. It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Thank you. Let's thank Dr. Bart Weatherington. Okay, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief, help you move better, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in 2 locations, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, right here in good old Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays up in Pooler, Georgia. It's cooler and pooler at 114 Canal Street. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. And once again, great job. Thanks for coming in, and go have fun today.
Yeah, thank you. We'll do.
Throw the rock a little hard.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay. Well, next up, we're going to try and take 2 points and break it down. Once again, we're out of time like we always are. You're listening to The Coach and
Makeouts
right here on ESPN
Radio Savannah Hilton Head.
And it's presented by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. We'll be right back after this. Cody, do your thing.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. Welcome to game number 2 of the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And it's all presented by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. Well, back on, you know, you got to love live radio. Cody and my man PJ in the back room fixing everything up. So welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Sorry we had a little technical difficulties, but it seems to be a common theme with when I'm here. Just blame me.
Well, you blame Markel for the cold weather, so we're going to blame you for the messing up in the studio now.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'll take the heat.
The Makos is taking the heat like she's back in her Boston College days and her New Jersey high school days on the Hill.
That's right.
So you got to go check out a picture on Melissa Makos, and you see her in that Boston College. It looks like an ugly brown and gold.
It was like this dark maroon and like mustard yellow uniform. That was my freshman year, and then we got a new coach coming in my sophomore year, and she said, oh no,
we got to change these.
Yes.
All right, well, glad you're back. We had a first grade hour. We had Chad Griffin from Calvary Day School. Remember, April 26th is the Specialty Sports Complex ribbon cutting over there at Calvary Day School at the corner of 63rd and Paulson, their new turf field, and it's going to be broken in with the first game ever.
Broken in. Okay, just
not breaking in.
Broken.
We can't break in?
We can broken.
But broken in.
Okay.
All right. You're the English teacher, okay? So what are we saying? Breaking in?
Sure. Sure. They're going to break in the new – they're going to christen the new field.
There you go. Okay. We got to go to our thesaurus. Okay. I'm tongue-tied. You take it away. I'm done.
Yeah. The new field over – oh my goodness. Over at Calvary Day School, they just put in a new field turf, and it's absolutely gorgeous. One of – you know, only four or five in the country. Only high school team, to have it. It's better than what they have at Mercedes-Benz.
So
that's all I'm saying.
And when you're landlocked like the Calvary Day School campuses, you need something like that. So when it rains, you don't have to cancel practice. It just washes away. So anyway, now that, you know, we're having a lot of fun here screwing up the English language. So we'll go to the Braves lost last night, 5-3 to the Mets. They'll be on today at 7:10. They'll take on the Mets up in the SunTrust Park, not the TED.
Well, we decide that we're going to call it what, SPL or STP? STP.
STP. Up at STP. The STP.
Up at the STP.
So they'll take on, it's Jacob DeGrom against Julio Teheran. Good pitching matchup. Falcons release their schedule. They'll open up in Philadelphia against the Super Bowl champions Eagles on September 6th. High school notes. We got a lot of teams making the playoffs, so let's shoot baseball. Read them off.
Yeah, teams making the playoffs in, was that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
5A.
5A. You got South Effingham in 3A, Southeast Bullock Islands, Jenkins, Groves in 2, 5A. I can't read. I can't count the A's.
Okay. In 2-6A, Effingham County, Region Champs. In 2A, Benedictine, Region Champs. And in 3A, Savannah Christian, Region Champs. So they're all going to the playoffs. There are other schools, Calvary Day School, Savannah Country Day. Other schools are in there, which is giving you who won the region championships. In soccer, big shout-out to Windsor Forest winning their third region title. BC, again, defending their title. That's 2 years in a row, Savannah Country Day. On the girls' side?
You got Savannah Arts, St. Vincent's, Savannah Country Day, and Calvary.
And don't forget, Islands High School, okay, won the region championship against the Arts Academy, so the Arts Academy and Islands are going.
Yes.
And I'm not doing that because I'm coaching at Islands. I left it off the paper for Melissa to read.
Yeah, St. Vincent's also region champs as well as Country Day, so we've got some...
No, Calvary won.
I'm sorry, Calvary Day School.
So, yeah, all right, we're rushing here. But anyway, we want to get to our next guest, so we're going to make it short and sweet. The lineup for the second hour... Coming right back after this break, we're going to talk to Markel Blunt, who played at Boston College. And if you were listening last week or watched it on Facebook, it was Kellen Mell filling in for me because I took a little road trip to Akron, Ohio. And then we're going to come on with Donna Lee Dalfini, the coordinator of the 8th annual Dustin Dalfini Golf Tournament Scholarship being held May 5th at Bacon Park. So we're going to be right back after this. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's all presented by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. Cody, take us away so we can come back and have a little time to have some more fun.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillhead, and it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. So we're in the second segment of our second game, which is the second hour, and it just so happens to be that, you know, we wanted to talk about fitness, but we ran a little behind, couldn't find a guest. So why not talk about what's the craze here in Georgia, and that's, of course, in the United States. Sorry, I got to slide over. Let Melissa get in here. And that's, of course... Spring football, and to our right is the Kel, and right in the middle is Mel. So it's Kel and Mel and the coach talking about spring football. Well, Markel Blunt,
played football at Boston College, linebacker, also a very good lacrosse player. But we're talking about spring football. And, you know, why such the craze, spring football here in the United States?
You know, I think, you know, at the end of the day, number one, it's for players to have an opportunity to get better. You know, the fans love it. You know, obviously they love and they show out in droves for spring football, especially in the South. But overall, it gives everybody a chance to – the players a chance to earn a spot for the fall. And, again, we just love football year-round. So it just gives a chance for practice. You know, they're getting better. You know, coaches have an opportunity to yell a little bit more. All the above.
All the above. Now, I never got a chance to play spring football in college. I got to coach it when I moved down here, because up north you can't do spring football. Okay, you can only work with your athletes during the summer in weight training and speed training. So when I got down here, I was kind of shocked about spring practice. Me personally, high school wise, I hate spring football because I lost two or three good players over at Gross High School for at least 5 weeks because a torn labrum or a sprained knee. I don't like it. But being a player and being a college player, did you look forward to this or you didn't look forward to this?
Well, so step back for a second. So in high school, I don't believe you should be in high school. I think, you know, if you can have an opportunity to play another sport, I think you should do that. Fortunately for me, I got a chance to play lacrosse. That made me a 10 times better football player, especially when it came to footwork and just outright running. In the college, you know, I can't say that I necessarily look forward to all the practices. You look forward to the spring game, but you do look forward to get better, you know. And I had an opportunity to earn a starting job, you know, through my play in spring and moving into my sophomore year at BC. So, you know, it gives you an opportunity to get better. It gives you an opportunity to take all the winter workouts and sort of put it to good use, and then get yourself ready again. And again, it also allows you to figure out where you stand, right? Like, what do I need to do to earn a starting job? Do I have an opportunity to earn a starting job or just, again, get better and even be a role player if that makes sense?
So what I'm hearing is it benefits the players more than anything else doing spring football.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question, just the drills that you're running, you know, you don't want to – it's a long year. It's a long season.
Sorry to interrupt you. On a college level.
At a college level. It's a long year. You want to be able to be working on your craft. I mean, and that's just, there's no other better way to actually just be doing it for those practices. So usually running two during the week and then two on the weekends, and then obviously culminating with the spring game at the end of the month.
So everybody knows, well, hopefully everybody knows, we went to Boston College together. The spring game, now that you're down here, you know, visiting and whatnot, you know, Carl and I talked about 92,000 over at Sanford Stadium in between the hedges watching the G-Day game. And so what's the biggest difference you see from playing it up there at Boston College? There obviously wasn't 92,000 people in the stands. So what's the difference between up there and down here?
Oh, that's just, you know, that's – football is a religion down here. You know, up north it's great. You know, they're obviously diehard BC fans, for example, or just college fans in general. But down here, it's just a whole other world. So it does not surprise me that you have 90,000 plus folks. I mean, our stadium held, what, 44 max. You know, and we would never come close to filling a stadium for a spring football game. Now it's fun. They offer a lot of, you know, festivities for their kids and things like that on campus during that weekend, during that day. But in terms of showing up for the game, it's just a different world. So down here, you know, again, it's a religion. They love their football. You know, as much as we love it all year round, it's just down south is a whole different animal.
Well, me personally, I think Georgia Tech is second fiddle because we didn't hear much about the Georgia Tech spring football game last night on the flats at Bobby Dowd Stadium. So I think Georgia Tech is second fiddle, even though with that offense they run makes them very competitive. But at Georgia, I mean, it's unbelievable.
SEC football
and what goes on. I mean, just, I guess, is it really that much of a big deal? There's a lot of storylines this year, too.
Yeah, there's some storylines. I mean, I think that there's I'm forgetting his name, but there's a gentleman that they have a freshman quarterback that
Fields
that they're excited about. So, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you mentioned it's SEC football. It's a chance to see, you know, where they stand, where they stack up off a disappointing end of the year in the championship game. But, you know, they have a lot of good talent coming back, and, you know, we expect big things.
I want to talk to you a little bit about fitness because that's what I do. And you and I are in the middle of this 30-day challenge and this push-up challenge, although I'm at 43 push-ups a day and Markel's at like 143. How much did being an athlete help you and drive you to do stuff like this, to be competitive, to still stay in shape and still have, you know, ladies, you see these biceps like blunts.
Right.
How much did that drive you and make you want to stay in shape and continue on that path of being an athlete, I guess?
Well, you know, it's interesting. For me, it's more about just healthy lifestyle. I would say, I was speaking to my doctor a few years back, you know, one of the issues that, you know, I have, you know, blood pressure issues in my family, you know, diabetes in the family, cholesterol. So I have to be, you know, diligent and looking out for myself. But when a lot of times when you're an athlete because you are working toward being better in your sport or your craft. When you graduate or when you're done playing, you know, you were never did it for vanity reasons. You never did it because, oh, it just looks and feels so good. You did it because, you know, you had to. And so now, you know, when you realize after playing sports the way we did,
yeah,
you know, the aches, the pains, I mean, they're there. They continue to be. But for me, it's more just healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and I want to just feel good. I got to a point where I may be lifting weights, but, you know, dieting, those type of things weren't I wasn't doing a good job there. So now, since we've started this challenge, I mean, I feel, you know, 1,000 times better, a lot more energy, and, you know, excited to be doing it with you.
Yeah, you talk about aches and pains. That's why we have our sponsor for our Athlete of the Week, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic in Chatham Orthopedics, which I tend to frequent quite a bit with my aches and pains. But how much did being an athlete and being in shape help you now as an adult, I guess, so to speak? Because I feel like as an athlete, and I'll never say former athlete, because once an athlete, always an athlete. Do you think that benefits you, or do you think it hurts you even more because we've had aches and pains? You know, I've got little aches and pains in my wrist from a softball injury. But do you think that having that athleticism and working out and stuff like that, you think that is more beneficial, or do you think that hurts us in the future?
You know, I think it's beneficial. You know, you may have more wear and tear,
yeah,
on a joint, or, you know, some ligament damage somewhere. But I feel overall, you know, especially with the types of activities we do now, you know, if we're talking about CrossFitting or if we're talking about, you know, I'm not a big runner. I don't just like to go for runs, but, you know, having, you know, an athletic background, I think your body, you know, adjusts to those things a lot better. And so, you know, yeah, I think it's of much benefit that we had an opportunity to be athletic and play sports while we were young. And you know, I think that benefits us as adults.
We usually have females on in this segment. I was really excited to have a male on in this segment because some of the stories that we've had from our female guests have been absolutely amazing. You have a story too. 35 years old. You were worried about your life, actually. So talk a little bit about what prompted you to really hit the gym and work on your diet a little bit more.
Yeah, so at 25 years old, actually, I had high cholesterol and decided never to do anything about it. Diet and exercise, I'll be fine. So I actually ended up having to put a cardiac stent in at age 35, having minor chest pain and getting that checked out. So I've had to make some changes in that regard. And, of course, at that time, you know, having an athletic background, you think that you're on top of the world, that nothing can ever go wrong. But, in fact, it does. So I implore anybody who has an opportunity to sort of evaluate where they are in life. You know, again, genetically, on the outside, everything was good. But on the inside, not so much. Too many fried chicken, I think, meals growing up from a family from the South. So, definitely.
And you're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, presented by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. We're talking to Markell Blunt, former Boston College football player, lacrosse player, and, of course, my co-host, the Makos, Melissa Makos. So, I mean, you know, fitness is key. And, you know, I'm getting on in life. I'm 58. I'm going to go for a knee replacement next month. You know, of course, I've been overweight my whole life. But like you said, family history, three uncles and a father that died before 50, a brother that died before 50. I watch what I eat, and I do take cholesterol medicine. Believe it or not, my blood pressure, my heart rate are good, but I don't exercise enough, and that's the problem. How can you guys help people find time? I know you're at the gym at 4:30 in the morning, and you go teach all day. How can you help people find time to do things like this?
You know, you just have to make a decision. It's a priority, you know, and so, you know, either you're doing it early, you're doing it at night. It does not have to be, you know, hours on end of exercise. I mean, you can do and learn exercises that take, you know, 15, 20 minutes and get a great, you know, workout, heart rate up, you know, get a good sweat in, and that's a healthy. The other thing is, I think you just need to be active throughout the day. You know, that's important, especially, you know, in the case in my family where diabetes runs high, you know, high blood sugar, you have to be able to move around. If you just work out early and then sit at a desk the rest of the day, that doesn't really help you. You really want to be active throughout the day. And then again, finding a good, 15, 20 minutes to do some sort of exercise to get your heart rate up, even if it's just a walk or taking the stairs versus taking the elevator, all those things are going to be extremely helpful to maintain a healthier lifestyle.
You don't need a knee to do push-ups, Carl. You can join us in this push-up challenge.
I could do planks. I could do push-ups. I could do sit-ups. Yes. I don't need to do all that. I know, but I got to do something because I want to have my thighs a little stronger before I go into that operation. So I'll get with you two after the show. And I promise you, I got to do it. I got to make a commitment now. It's a month away. I got to do something. I got to lose 10 pounds. I got to get my legs stronger. So I understand. Okay, we got a minute to go here. Let's switch it back to spring football G game day up in Georgia. You can watch it on ESPN. You can watch it on their internet stream. Why sits the craze? I know the biggest story for me is they're taking the hedges out.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I think they put them back in. I'm not sure. I got to reread the story. But they've only taken them out once before, and that was because they were starting to die. And they put them in, a secret location. And it's pretty cool because they were doing construction on the stadium. So I read the story online, and I thought, you can't have Georgia football without playing in between the hedges. So it's almost like the tradition of Ugga, the mascot, that they literally took some of the hedges out, replanted them, and grew them so they could have, I guess it's so it could be like in that lineage.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I love it.
Of course,
she
has to go with the animal. The dog.
Oh, yes. I love that dog.
The biggest story for me besides the hedges is the quarterback.
Quarterbacks, yeah.
Fromm against Fields. Fields, the incoming freshman, came in December, early. A lot of these kids are now coming in during the spring semester to get acclimated to the program. And, of course, Fromm from last year was unbelievable. So I got to get this closer. So what do you think?
Yeah, I think that in my case, it's big boy football. It gives them an opportunity to compete for the job. So may the best man win in that case. It's obviously going to be fun for the fans and fun for the storyline across the country. Hey, what's going to happen with these guys? But it's an exciting time, and I think they're looking forward to a great year.
You know us media people, we need something to talk about. So of course we're going to make it a little rivalry and whatnot. But you're right, it is big boy football. And even though Fields has come in early, he still hasn't played collegiate football, especially at the SEC level. So it'll be interesting to see. I think Fromm definitely obviously has the upper hand, taking him as a freshman to the national championship game. So it'll be interesting. We'll see.
All right. Well, Kellen Mell, great segment. Spring football fitness all in one. Once again, you're listening to the Coach and Makos and Markel Blunt, the Kel. Okay. And
great to be
you're
here.
Listening to it on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We're going to talk to Donna Lee Dalfini, who's the coordinator of the 8th annual Dustin Dalfini Golf Scholarship Tournament at Calvary Day School. It's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And it's sponsored now by
Chatham Orthopedics
Associates. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos. Carl DeMasi and Melissa Makos, and we thank you for joining us, whether you're listening to us for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it may be. Now Facebook Live, we're starting to get into that. So maybe we got to get a little more on YouTube. Maybe that'll help too.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get our own YouTube channel.
So we just love talking sports every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And, of course, there's a lot of functions going on. Tonight, don't forget, it's the Coaches for Curing Cancer fundraiser to cure childhood cancer put on by Tim Adams and his crew. Go to Coaches for Cancer. coachesforcancer.org, and you can see the Low Country Boil trivia that's going on tonight, 6:30, and all the proceeds go to The Cure. The Cure is a organization that helps childhood cancer, and like I said before, only 7% of all the money raised for cancer in our country goes to childhood cancer. You get involved in that. And the next one's near and dear to my heart, because knowing the family, knowing the young man that passed away too early, and being a really, really close friend to my son, another brother, Dustin Dalfini. I mean, just a life taken too short. They've been having a annual golf tournament. It's the Dustin Dalfini Scholarship Golf Tournament. It's coordinated by his sister, Donna Lee Dalfini. And all proceeds from this tournament will go to the Dustin Dalfini Scholarship Fund to provide a scholarship for a rising junior at Calvary Day School who strives to live the life that Dustin leave. The life that Dustin leave. Loved sports. Believed in God. I mean, a great kid. I mean, amazing young man. It just too early. And she's joining us now on the ESPN Radio, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline, is the coordinator of the 8th Annual Dustin Dalfini Scholarship. Can you hear me now?
I was waiting for
how are you?
Okay. Donna, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good, Donna. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Donna, this is the, I think, the 8th annual Dustin Dalfini Scholarship Golf Tournament. Am I right?
Yes, sir. It's the 8th one. We've had actually 9 tournaments. Right after Dustin's accident, a dear friend of ours actually put a tournament together for us in Dustin's name, and it was like 2 months after his accident. So since then, we've had it annually. So we consider it this 8th annual one, even though there's been 9 of them. So we're just very excited. We've always had a wonderful turnout because, of course, you know, it's a great cause, but it's more of a laid-back, come-out-have-a-good-time tournament. Of course, we do have prizes and we have awards and stuff, but it's more for everyone to come out and celebrate Dustin and just to have a good time as friends and family, pretty much.
Donna Lee, talk about that. How important is it for you to honor his memory and to celebrate his life and what he, the life that he led, which was obviously an amazing life, although cut too short?
I mean, it's extremely important, not just for myself and my family, but for everyone who knows him, because it seems like every time we go somewhere, we see somebody that we know or we meet someone that we didn't even know knew Dustin, and somehow they'll see one of our, like, tattoos with Dustin's name or our Dustin bracelets. And just to meet someone 8 years down the road that says, oh, I remember your son or I remember your brother. He touched me in a way that, you know, led me to Jesus that I didn't even know. And we only met once, and you've never even met this person. So to know his memory and his life is still alive, you know, that was what God put him here for, and he's still working. So it's amazing to hear it and amazing to hear how he touched other people and not just us, which, I mean, it, there's no way to explain it.
Talk a little bit about the tournament May 5th at Bacon Park. What can people expect, and how can they go register and, you know, help
get back to this? Well, we have an event page on Facebook, and it's open to the public. Of course, also I sent information to Mr. Carl, so I'm sure y'all can find it on the site as well. But you can come on over to Bacon Park. It is from 8 to 9 is the registration, and then the shotgun start is at 9. We'll have the award presentation around 3 o'clock, and then we're also going to have lunch just throughout. So once you come back to one of the front holes, we'll have a big setup. We'll have hot dogs and burgers. We'll have, I believe we're going to have waters and Powerades free for everyone. And then we're also going to have, like, brownies as well. So we'll have food. You can have as much as you want throughout the day. You don't have to sit down and eat at a certain time. You just kind of come out and have a good time.
Now, it says all proceeds from the tournament will go to a scholarship to a rising junior. How does that work? How do they apply for the scholarship? What do you have the students do to receive the scholarship?
What was that? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear.
All the proceeds will go towards the scholarship fund, which helps a rising junior at Calvary. How does that work? How do they get involved? How can they be part of the scholarship?
So, with the scholarship, we actually will sit down with Mr. Chad Griffin and the principal at Calvary, and we see each year who kind of follows the criteria and falls in line with what we're looking for. So we try to, like, my parents work double jobs as police officer and a nurse to keep us at Calvary because it's not cheap, but you want your child in an environment such as Calvary or a Christian environment. So they work double jobs, so that's one of our criteria. We need a child who family needs assistance to keep them there, especially for their senior year. But they also need to try to exemplify a Christian lifestyle, like Dustin tried to live a nice, good Christian life. They also need to show their Christian atmosphere off the field and on the field and try to succeed in classes as well, but just kind of all in all live a life like Dustin tried to live. So we try to help a child. Sometimes there's more than one child. It just depends on what the criteria falls in line with and how many children need the assistance. So a lot of times we'll give a large scholarship. Sometimes we'll give smaller scholarships to multiple kids to try to keep them there in that school. So just coming out to the tournament really, really helps. Even if you don't play, we're going to have tons of auction items, very, very awesome auction items. We're going to have a gun out there. We have some Yeti products, hopefully some hotel stays that we've had in the past. So we'll have to see about those. But even if you decide just to come out for the auction items, we will have all that set up. you can come out, have auction item, maybe get a burger or so, and just have a good time. And that all it all helps. It goes towards the scholarship.
Well, it seems like it's going to be a great event. Once again, you can go to the Dustin Dalfini Golf Tournament Scholarship on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Coach and Makos. Donna, if there's any other way we could help, really, it's a great cause, and Dustin is living on in a lot of people's hearts and minds. So, once again, way to keep this up, and it's going to go on for many more years.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us, and y'all come on out if y'all want to as well. We'll be there all day.
As soon as we're done with the radio show, we'll hop on down, or I'll hop on down, stop by, and say hello. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. Y'all take care and have a great day.
You too, Donna.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I mean, just sports and what it – and we apologize for the feedback, the reverb or reverb that's going on. I mean, we'll work it out. But I'm just telling you, sports and – life's tragedies. I mean, it just helps us deal with them, helps us cope with them. I mean, it's something special. And I knew Dustin well enough to know that my son was like a brother to this guy, and he was a brother to my son. And just the way he's touched so many lives, and, you know, we know he's not here in the physical sense, but he's here in our hearts and our minds all the time. Yeah, and this is just a great way to honor him.
Yeah, he's here spiritually for sure. And I love that they're having this tournament for him to keep his memory alive, because a lot of times, you know, they always say, like, it's kind of like the news thing where, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later, people tend to forget about it.
Right.
It's just like, you know, we talked about the shooting in Parkland, Florida. You know, after a week or 2 weeks, when it doesn't hit the news anymore, people forget about it. And so that's why I think this is great that they're continuing on with his legacy and doing a golf tournament like this to give back. You know, it's not just a tournament to play. They're giving back a scholarship for a recipient that needs it.
And you don't even have to play. There's a lot of silent auction mm-hmm. stuff. There's food. Well, my favorite second thing,
well,
food.
Well, she said brownies, and brownies. I said, where do I go?
So, I mean, and Donna is such a special person, too. I mean, just the passion she has for what she does and what she does for this tournament is unbelievable. The whole family. So, dad, mom, they're all great people. His brother, Ian, now is working for Chatham County Police Department, the K-9 squad. So, his father was a police officer. Even though they are from Boston, they root for the Red Sox and the New England Patriots. I still love them, Dave and Donna and the whole group and Dottie. So, once again, get out there. Go to my Facebook page, Dustin Dalfini Scholarship Golf Tournament, May 5th. Go to the Facebook page. You can go right there and get onto the website to play some golf and support a great cause. Help a junior at Calvary go on. Okay, so we got to get out of here. We're up to the last segment already. It flies by every Saturday morning. We have a lot of fun. You're listening to
The Coach and Makos
right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hilton, Hilton Henn. It's presented by
Chatham Orthopedics Associates.
We'll be right back after this.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And once again, it's the Coach and Makos, and Makos, we got about 6 minutes left.
All right.
This flies by every Saturday morning.
It sure does.
And even flies by when we have Kellen Mell together.
It always does. It always does, Carl. You know, you're having fun. Time flies.
And I mean, we have a lot of fun with it, and we appreciate. Like I said, no matter how long you're listening, it's a good time. If you have any thoughts or any topics you want to talk about, just get it to me. Message me on KD at the Carl DeMasi Sportsport at KD Sports on Twitter. You can go Melissa Makos on Facebook. You got a Twitter handle. What is it? MMakos21?
Yeah, I'm at MMakos21, MAIKOS. And so is my ESPN Facebook page. Message me there, not my personal page, because if I don't know you, I won't accept you.
All right, so this is where we have a new segment, three and out the door, because we're almost out the door. So three quick topics we want to touch on. Would you watch the NFL football release show? I didn't even pay attention to it. I said to myself, I'll wait till the next morning. I'd rather watch somebody playing hopscotch or jacks and balls. I mean, what do I want to watch that for?
Okay, so I can't lie. So I was on Twitter, and I follow the New England Patriots, and so they were having a contest to pick what team you thought the Patriots were going to open with. And so Markel and I both played. You picked Vikings, or did you pick You picked Markel picked Green Bay, and I picked Vikings. And so I was like in tune trying to find out, didn't they release it? Did they release it? Did they release it? Did they release it? So did I watch? No. But was I cognizant of it? Yes. And so when they finally released it, Markel's like, they released the schedule. So I was excited to see what the schedule was. And it was exciting to see who's going to be, you know, who's going to play Sunday night, Monday night football. And also the fact that the Falcons are playing the defending Super Bowl champs on the road in Philly at the Link. It's just, I mean, I think that's crazy. Come on. Like,
that's all I was worried about, who the Falcons. I mean, I'm a diehard New York Jets fan, and I wasn't even worried about who the Jets were playing. I was more worried about who the Falcons were playing.
Well, that's because the Jets aren't very good, and Mark Sanchez is like...
I've also lived down here for 25 years, so I think I'm starting to turn a little black and red. And I've always been a fan of Georgia because of Herschel Walker, because he broke my heart way back in 1980. But anyway, all right, so next thing is NBA playoffs.
Yes.
LeBron James goes off the other night, brings the Cavaliers back from down one. They tied it. But they scrutinized this man because after the game, Greg Popovich, the head coach at San Antonio, one of probably the greatest basketball coaches in the NBA, his wife passed away from illness. And, you know, the reporter, which you used to be, you know, a reporter, she informed LeBron what she was going to say to him. And he started breaking down. And people were still ripping him apart, ripping the reporter apart. LeBron played for Popovich when he was a little kid, when he was a young kid coming into the NBA. I mean, just why do we always have to scrutinize the stars, the athletes?
I think because they're out there and because there's a lot of people that have that jealousy and they want to begrudge somebody of having, I think it's human nature, unfortunately. I think it's harder to do the right thing than it is to do the wrong thing. And I try to tell my students this all the time. It's harder to take the high road. And I think a lot of times when we see somebody in a certain position, you want to bring them down to your level. And actually, Markel and I were just talking about this in the car. You know, he often asks me questions like, well, you know, why don't you, you know, send out this email or, you know, put this on blast. I'm like, I don't need to. My actions are my actions. I don't do it for anybody else. I don't do it for myself. I do it for, you know, the students. I do it for the athletes. I do it for everybody else. It's not for me. And so I let my actions speak, you know, louder than my words.
Right.
And I think that's what it is. I think it's a human nature thing where we see people at such a high level that you want to make them human. And LeBron James, I mean, if you ask me, I don't even know if he's human. And I think people want to bring him down to that level.
All right, last one. We got about a minute or 40 seconds for you to give me your answer or how you feel about it, how I feel about it too. Should Major League Baseball change the schedule from 162 days to 154 days? Because of right now, in the first 3 weeks of baseball, we've canceled close to 30 games because of the weather, because of the snow. I think it should go back to 154.
Yeah, I think that would definitely benefit the league. I think it would take a lot of the wear and tear off of the athletes. And I think, you know, playing up in Boston, we had to cancel a lot of games and make those games up. And, you know, you're talking about a professional sport with ticket sales and all that stuff and refunds and whatnot. So I definitely think that'd be a good idea to reduce it. And it's not by much.
Well, Makos, great job. As always, Markel, love having you on every weekend. So when you're in town and you want to jump on the phone, just let us know.
He's not leaving.
He's not leaving. Okay. Well, as I say every week, the two hours flies by. Cody, back in the studio, getting us back on track. Great job, Cody Quinn, who does a show at 7 o'clock before us called Coastal Adventures. You got to check it out. Keep in mind, we have a lot of things going on here, ESPN, before the end of the day. The Mets and Braves will start tonight at 5:55. Tomorrow, the Braves at 12:20. And then we got the G game going on. It's not going to be on ESPN Radio Savannah this weekend, but remember, you can tune in. We are your source for Georgia football. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, listen to the Coach Makos, presented to you now by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. So, Melissa,
it's Markel. Cody Quinn.
Cody Quinn. What did I say?
Quinn.
Sorry, Cody Quinn. Quinn.
Quinn.
Quinn. All right. So, Melissa, Markel, everybody out there, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Until next Saturday, may be the best week ever. And always hit it out of the park.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.